ज्ञानतिमिरांध्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातम् सह गण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्ण पादान् सह गण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय। नमो महाबदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विसे नमः। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So today we will reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 7, and they entitled The Killing of Demon Trinavarta. And text today we will read 22, 23, 24, and up to 25th. Please repeat after me. I will. This verse is not a regular meter, so I will read it accordingly. रुदितमनु निशम्य तत्र गोप्यो भृशमनु तप्त धियो श्रुपूर्ण मुख्यः रुदूरनुपलभ्य नन्दसूनुम् पवन उपारत पांशु वर्ष वेगे रुदितां मदर यशोदा क्राइंग पिटीफुली अनुनिशम्या आफ्टर हियरिंग तत्र देयर गोप्यः द अदर लेडीज द गोपीज भृशाम हाईली अनुतप्ता लेमेंटिंग सिंपैथेटिकली आफ्टर मदर यशोदा धियः विथ सच फीलिंग्स अश्रुपूर्ण मुख्यः एंड द अदर गोपीज their faces full of tears rurudu they were crying anupalabhya without finding nanda sunum the son of nanda maharaj krishna pavane when the whirlwind Uparata had seized Pansu Varsavege its force of showering dust. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Srila Prabhupada ki. When the force of dust storm and the winds subsided, Yashoda's friends The other gopis approached Mother Yashoda, hearing her pitiful crying. Not seeing Krishna present, they too felt very much aggrieved and joined Mother Yashoda in crying, their eyes full of tears. This attachment of the gopis to Krishna is wonderful and transcendental. The center of all activities of the gopis was Krishna. When Krishna was there, they were happy. And when Krishna was not there, they were unhappy. Thus, when Mother Yashoda was lamenting Krishna's absence, the other ladies also began to cry. I will read translation of text. Beginning from 22. Muhurtam abhavad goshtam rajasa tamasa vritam sutam yashoda na pasyat tasmin nyastavati yata. For a moment, the whole pasturing ground was overcast with dense darkness from the dust storm, and Mother Yashoda was unable to find her son where she had placed him. And text 23. Na pasyat kaschan matmanam param chapi vimohitah tirnavart nishishthabhi sarkarabhi upadrutah. Because of the bites of the sand thrown about by Trinavart, people could not see themselves or anyone else, and thus they were illusioned and disturbed. And text 24. Translation. Because of the dust storm, steered up by the strong whirlwind, Mother Yashoda could find no trace of her son, nor could she understand why. Thus, she fell down on the ground like a cow who has lost her calf. and began to lament very pitifully. That this part describes the deliverance or killing of demon Trinavat. Before this incident, this killing of demon Trinavat, Sukadeva Goswami has described a Sakat Bhanjan Leela, Sakatasura. That pastime, Sakat Bhanjan Leela, took place when Krishna was exactly 81 days. And this pastime, killing of Trinavat, took place when Krishna was 1 year old. 1 year, by our human calculation, he was 1 year old. At that time, this pastime took place. The description, Srimad Bhagavatam described that Ekada Aroham Arudham Lala Yanti Sutam Sati. One day, Mother Yashoda was Mother Yashoda had Krishna in her life, and she was petting, pacifying Krishna, playing with Krishna. So at that day, while Krishna was there in the lap of Mother Yashoda, Krishna saw in the sky that a pair of birds were flying in the sky. And Krishna, with his finger, index finger, pointed the flying birds. A pair of birds, they were flying in the sky. And Krishna started to request Mother Yashoda, and he was requesting Mother, I want to fly in the sky like those birds. So please help me. I want to fly in the sky. So Mother said, okay, no, my child, Krishna, Lord, he has arranged, he has made a body of birds that they can fly in the sky without any mechanical arrangement. But you are not a bird, you are a human being, and it is not possible for you. If you enjoy, I can arrange your ride in rath or bullock cart. This is your limitation, but no way you could not fly. It is not possible for you. But Krishna was insisting, no, why not? If the birds can fly, then why not me? So he was insisting, very much insisting that I want to fly in the sky. Then Mother Yashoda, okay, you want to fly, then toss Krishna from her lap up little, and then again hold. Thus Krishna went to the sky, little above her hand, hardly 1.5 feet. Krishna became very much scared. However, Mother was doing, and still Krishna was very much insistent that, no, I want to fly in the sky like bird. So Mother Yashoda was just like tossing, upar phekna, uchhalna. And one point Mother Yashoda fell. The occult Krishna assumed the heaviness of whole universe. And Mother Yashoda felt the heavy weight of Krishna, as if some peak of mountain is there in her life. So Mother Yashoda became very no longer she could toss the baby, hold the boy Krishna in her arms first, and she was not able to hold in her arm. Then she put Krishna in her lap. Still, the weight was so heavy, Krishna was so heavy that she could not even stand. So Mother sat there keeping Krishna in her lap. But even in sitting position, it was not possible for Mother Yashoda to hold Krishna in her lap. And then Mother Yashoda put Krishna in the courtyard in a slab, a very nice jewel, a precious stone put there. And then she became very much vismit. She became very much surprised. What could be the reason that my boy, my child, become so heavy? However, she took shelter of Narayan, Lakshmi Narayan, Mother Yashoda, Nand Baba. They are their family deity. Shaligram Shila, Lakshmi Narayan Shaligram Shila. She took shelter and for the protection of her child Krishna. And then she came out in the courtyard and she engaged herself in different household activities. She was doing that. At that time, Daityo Namna Tiravarta Kansa Kansa Bhritya Pranvodita. At that time, Krishna was sitting in the courtyard of Mother Yashoda in a stone, on the stone, on top of a stone. And Mother Yashoda was engaged in the household activities. At that time, Daityo Namna, there was a demon. Daityo Namna Trinavarta. His name was Trinavarta. Kamsa Bhritya. He was a servant of Kamsa, associate of Kamsa, friend of Kamsa. Kamsa has incited, Kamsa has inspired him, Kamsa sent him in the Gokul. By the order of Kamsa, he has arrived in the Gokul and in the courtyard of Mother Yashoda. Chakravat Swarupena. His form, he has assumed Chakravat. Chakravat, whirlwind, Chakravat. Chakravat Swarupena Jahara Asnapakam. At that time he came and very easily he lifted Krishna and went to the sky along with Krishna. Just few minutes ago Krishna has desired to fly in the sky. And by the help of Yogmaya, Purnamasi Devi, the arrangement was made. Krishna desired to fly in the sky was fulfilled. Trinavarta came and lifted Krishna in his lap and they flew in the sky. At that time, Gokulam Sarvamavritam, and everywhere, covering the whole land of Gokul with particles of dust, that demon acting as a strong whirlwind covered everyone's vision. So particles of dust were in the sky everywhere, so much so that no one was able to see anything. If they will open their eyes, immediately dust of sand, sand or particle of dust entered in their eyes. So everyone covered there. Beside, it become dense dark, though it was daytime, but due to the presence of dust particle in the sky, dust, that it become dense dark everywhere. Nobody could see anyone. Muhurtat abhavat goshtam rajasa tamasavritam. For a moment, muhurt, the whole sky above, the track of land of Gokul become tamasavritam. It was covered by dense darkness. then when this happened, then Mother Yashoda immediately she was engaged in some action activity in household activity. Immediately she run came towards the where she has placed Krishna at that point. Though it was dense darkness, even she could not open her eyes due to the particle of dust. Still by the touch, by Anuman, she came in that direction and came there and touched that particular stone where she has put, placed Krishna, but she could not find Krishna there. Na apasyat kanchan mahatmanam na chapi vimohita trinavarta sakran. Then Mother Yashoda started to cry. She was started lamenting. She could not find Krishna. In the separation of Krishna, she started to cry. Iti Mother was crying, Mother Yashoda was crying, and that her cry, Ruditam Anunishamya. When the other gopis heard that Mother Yashoda was crying, immediately they rushed towards the Mother Yashoda and they came, all the gopis, near the house of Nanda Baba, Nanda Mahal, they came. Ruruduh, they also started to cry. Ruruduh upalabhya Nanda Sunum. They could not find about the whereabout of Krishna, Nanda Sunum, the son of Maharaja Nanda. Immediately they joined Mother Yashoda and Ruruduh. They started to cry, they weeping, Anupalabhya, because they could not find the whereabout presence of Krishna. Pavan Uparapat, and one point, Pavan, the stop, wind stop, and all the dust particles, they settled on the earth. So this was the scene. So we know, this verse talks about Mother Yashoda was lamenting, Mother Yashoda was crying, and other gopis also joined her, and they were also crying. Yashoda is crying, their eyes full of tears, their eyes of all the gopis are full of tears. In this purpose, Srila Prabhupada writes, the center of all the activities of the gopis was Krishna. Srila Prabhupada talks about the nature, some feature of gopi bhav, gopi, emotion of the gopi. However, first we will come to this point before that, about Trinavarta. Brahma Vaivarta Purana describes the previous birth of Trinavarta. In his previous birth, Trinavarta was a king, very celebrated pious king in South India, Pandya Desh, Tamil Nadu. Pandya Naresh Sahasraksha, his name was Sahasraksha. One time he was equipped with mystic power, yogic power. Though he was ruling that type of land, a king, politician, still he has a yoga shakti, yoga power. So one time, along with thousands of young women, girls, he came to Himalaya in the range of Kandhamadan Parvat. There a river was very nice, river was flowing, crystal clear water was flowing in the river, And right on the bank of river, there was a very much celebrated garden maintained by celestials, demigods. Maharaj saw Sahasraksh cave in that garden, and he started to sport along with the women, ladies, girls in that garden. On the river bank, he was engaged in sporting along with the women, and he was intoxicated with love and pleasure at that time. By the will of providence, Durvasa Rishi came. Durvasa Rishi was on his way to Kailash to see Lord Shiva. For that reason he was when Durvasa Rishi came there, being intoxicated in love and lust and pleasure, Maharaj Sahasraksh did not pay any attention for this saintly person, Durvasa Rishi. So this was a big transgression of the Vaishnava etiquette, a saintly, highly elevated personality, Durvasa Rishi. This was proper etiquette, was that Maharaj Sahasraksh, he would have paid respect, obeisances to Durvasa Rishi, but he failed to do so. So that time Durvasa Rishi uttered a curse. Durvasa Rishi did not tolerate this. His stubborn nature, and immediately he cursed that you become asuro bhava papishta yogad bhrashto bhavam bhurja bhuvim bhurja. You become a asura, papishta. You are such a sinful person, you did not pay respect to such a saintly person like me. To asuro bhava, you become a asura, demon, and you will be bereft of all your mystic power, yogic power, yoga, yogad bhrashto bhava, and you go on earthly planet. on earth, you will become a demon and you will live there for thousands of years. When Maharaj Sahasraksh heard the curse, and he could understand the seriousness of curse, now he was a very celebrated king. Next moment he has to become a demon, and immediately Maharaj Sahasraksh came near Durvasa Rishi, and he caught hold of the feet of Durvasa Rishi and he started to cry. He burst into tear and fell on the knee, and he started to cry in front of Durvasa Rishi. Durvasa Rishi, because the king was crying, begging for forgiveness, and then Durvasa Rishi heart melted. One moment he was very much angry, but being a saintly person, his heart melted. And Durvasa Rishi told him, "My dear king, since the curse has passed my lips, so it could not be revoked, could not be reversed. However, since you are requesting, so you will take birth on the earth and you will have fortune that some point you will be touched by the transcendental limbs, by transcendental body, Divya Sharir Vigra of Lord Krishna, and you will be delivered and you will enter in Golok Vrindavan after that incident." Maharaj Sahasraksh came to know कि वन पॉइंट ही विल बी एबल टू सी पर्सनली लॉर्ड कृष्ण, नॉट ओनली ही विल से ही विल एबल टू टच द ट्रांसडेंटल बॉडी ऑफ कृष्ण, सो ही बिकम वेरी मच सेटिस्फाइड. हाउ एवर स्टिल ही वॉज लिमेंटिंग बिकॉज ही डिड नॉट गिव प्रॉपर रिस्पेक्ट फॉर ए सच ए हाईली एलिवेटेड पर्सनैलिटी वैष्णव दुर्वासा ऋषि. ही वॉज लिमेंटिंग फॉर दैट ओनली वन रिग्रेट, दो एवरीथिंग वॉज ओके बट वन रिग्रेट वॉज हिज लाइफ दैट ही डिड नॉट पे द प्रॉपर रिस्पेक्ट टू ए सेंटली पर्सन. Besides, he was also aware that in next life I will become a demon, and at with that demon body I will be able to see, touch the body of Krishna. So he became very much disturbed, impatient, and one point in the South India there. Pushpabhadra river, on the bank of Pushpabhadra river, a yajna was happening. He has performed a yajna, and there was a blazing flame of the fire, and he entered in the blazing flame of fire. Intention that I will be able to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna in my next life. So he entered in the fire, and all the women who were sporting with him in Gandhamadan Parvat near Kailash mountain, they also followed. Means thousands of girls, women, his wife, they also entered in the fire. And thus this was the previous birth of Maharaj, this is the previous birth of Trinavart. So this time Trinavart came here, and then he was delivered. He took Krishna in the sky. One point, so he has intention, he did not want to kill, he did not have any interest to personally kill Krishna. he wanted to bring Krishna in the Mathura in presence of Kamsa, and his intention was that Kamsa should personally kill this child, this boy. For that reason he was flying. So in this purport, Srila Prabhupada, since the other gopis were also crying, they have also joined Mother Yashoda and they were also crying. So Srila Prabhupada talks about the greatness or glorious position of the gopis. The center of all the activities of the gopis was Krishna. Krishna is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Also description about the nature of gopi bhav. Greatness or glorious position of gopi. Ar ek adbhut gopir bhave rasobhav. There is another wonderful nature or feature of gopi bhav, emotion of gopi. What is that? Gopi gana kare jabe Krishna darshan, sukh vangsha nahi sukh hai koti gun. When the gopis see Krishna, gopi gana kare jabe Krishna darshan, when they see Krishna, sukh vangsha nahi, though they have no any desire for any pleasure, still sukh hai koti gun. When they saw, when gopis see Krishna, their happiness increase in millions of time. Sukh hai koti gun. The gopi derive unlimited, unbounded pleasure when they see Krishna. Although they have no desire for such pleasure, they have no any desire for this type or pleasure, but while seeing. And when Krishna, Gopika darshane Krishna je anand hai. And when Krishna see, Krishna sees gopis, then Krishna derives pleasure by seeing gopi. By seeing gopi, Krishna derives pleasure. And when gopi sees that Krishna deriving, become very much pleased, when happy to see us, for that reason they decorate their body very nicely, so that Krishna can see us and touch us. By seeing and touching us, he becomes happy. So, and when the gopi see that by seeing us, by touching us, Krishna pleasure is increased, then their pleasure, their happiness also increased. So that when Krishna derives pleasure by seeing gopis, and when gopis see that Krishna deriving pleasure by seeing us, the gopis love, gopis pleasure, gopis bliss increase millions of times greater than Krishna. And then there is great competition. When Krishna sees gopis, the gopis bliss, gopis anand, as well as gopis lustre, gopis beauty also increased. And when Krishna, when the gopis see that Krishna seeing us, their happiness also increased. Thus there is great competition. There is great competition between Krishna and gopis. And in this competition, no one acknowledge defeat. Nitri Amar darsane Krishna paila eta sukhe, ehi sukhe gopi praphull angmukh. Gopis, when the gopis see that by touching us, by seeing us, Krishna derive happiness, so by thinking this thing, this bhav, their anga, their beauty, personal bodily beauty increase, as well as their sukh, their pleasure also increase. So there was this transcendental competition is there. And no one acknowledged any defeat. Therefore, in Vidyapati or even Chandidas, they take when gopis see Krishna, they feel as if just today they have seen Krishna. Janam avadhi hum rupa niharinu nayana tripita bhel. Since very beginning of my childhood, I see Krishna. I have fortune to behold Krishna. But even today, nayana tripita bhel, my eyes are not satisfied at all. So this, the gopis, in this way, the competition takes place between them, in which no one acknowledges defeat. So, that's the reason why in Srimad Bhagavatam or all the Vedic literature, whenever comes about the greatness or highly elevated position, glorious position of gopi. So even we know in Srimad Bhagavatam, Uddhava one time visited Vrindavan. Of course, he was inspired by Krishna sent Uddhava to Gokul, Nandagam, in order to pacify parents, Nand Baba and Mother Yashoda and all other Brijvasi and the gopis. At that time, when Uddhav ji comes, Uddhav ji has a little pride because he was a student of Brihaspati ji. He has taken education. He took birth in Mathura for education. He went to heavenly planet, Brihaspati. And personally, Brihaspati taught Uddhav ji. Uddhav has a pride. Because he was thinking that I have taken education, I was educated in heavenly planet directly by Dev Guru Brihaspati. So he has pride and confidence that when he will go in Gokul, Nandga, he will be able to pacify, minimize the distress of Mother Yashoda and Nand Baba as well as the gopi. But when Uddhav saw the total absorption of gopis, though he become, his pride was decreased. He lost all his pride, become very much humble. And he has talked about the greatness of Nayam Sriyo Ang U Nitantrate Prasadam Swarjo Sitam Nalina Gandharucham Putunya. He says that Nayam, the mercy or the favor which was bestowed upon the gopis, that favor, that mercy was never ever bestowed, even goddess of fortune Lakshmi. Nayam Sriyo Ang Untan Narte Prasadam. Then what to speak of the other apsaraj, heavenly girl? Their bodily lustre as well as fragrance of their body. In the heavenly planet, Apsara, a shirt, their lustre resembles the lotus flower. And not only lustre, at the same time from their body, the aroma, fragrance of lotus flower come. So their bodily lustre as well as bodily fragrance resembles lotus flower. So this favor, when Krishna was dancing in the Ras Lila, Rasotsav, in the festival of Rasotsav, Krishna put his arms around the neck of the gopis. The gopis were embraced by the arms of Lord Krishna. So this favor, this mercy was never ever wasted. Even goddess of Lakshmi, then what to speak of heavenly apsaraj and women from the earthly planet, their beauty, their lustre and their attraction, it is only on the material or earthly calculation. So asha moho charan renu jusam hamsyam, therefore Uddhav ji requested Krishna, my dear Krishna, let me be fortunate enough to be in the Vrindavan a creeper. Vrindavane kimapi gulm latau sadhina. In Vrindavan, gulm, small plant, or creeper, or small bush. He wanted his praise, requesting Krishna, my dear Krishna, grant me that boon, favor me that so that I can become a small plant, small creeper, herb in the land of Vrindavan. Why? Because when the gopis Vrajvasi would walk behind, then dust raised by their feet will fall upon me. So I will become very much fortunate. So in order to get the dust of gopis, dust of Brajvasi, my dear Krishna, make me, I want to be, become a fortunate enough to be a plant or creeper in the land of Vrindavan. Uddhav ji could not dare to ask Krishna that you make me a Brajvasi, or even big tree,
Because if the big tree, tall banyan tree, then the dust of Brajavasi would not be available. Because it will raise and simply, so he wanted to be a small creeper, a small herb, small plant only.
या दुस्तेजम स्वजन मार्ज पथम च हित्वा भेजुर मुकुंद पदवीम श्रुतिभिः मृग्यन
बिग बिग योगी दे आर डिजायरिंग सो गोपी हैज कॉस्ट ऑफ ऑल हैज देयर टाइज फैमिली ट्राइज टाइज इवन द वैदिक वैदिक वेदज वैदिक पथ एवरीथिंग दे कॉस्ट ऑफ थ्रोन एंड सिंपली टू सेटिस्फाई लॉर्ड कृष्ण Therefore, Bande Nanda Brajashrinam Padrenu. Therefore, I would like, I repeatedly offer my respects to the Nanda Brajashrinam Padrenu. I repeatedly offer my respectful obeisances, respects through the dust. Dust of Padrenu Abhikshansa, continuously, one after another.
Yasam Harikatham Nanda Braja Strina,
the women, the girls, gopis, Nanda Braja, the residents of Nandagam, Nanda Braja. So Uddhava was such a highly great personality. Bande Nanda Braja Strinam Padrenu. I repeatedly offer my respects to the dust of the gopis who are residing in Nand Braja, in the village of Nand Baba, in Nandgaon. So, Yasam Hari Kathod Gitam Bhuvana Tray Punati. Because when the gopis, when they simply sing the glories of Krishna, that singing purify whole universe. So here Srila Prabhupada in this purport, the center of the activity, the center of all the activities of the gopis was Krishna. Every single activity they were performing, that was simply for the pleasure, for the satisfaction of Krishna, for the sukha of Krishna. They have no any In a, not even a slightest tinge of swasukh for the pleasure, for their personal pleasure. So here, since the other gopis, they joined Mother Yashoda and they were crying, they were lamenting the absence of Krishna. Mother Yashoda was lamenting, crying the absence of Krishna. They also joined all the gopis and they were crying. They were unhappy. Their happy was when Krishna was there in their presence, they were happy. If Krishna was now there, nothing could make them happy. Only the presence and only the service of Krishna. So here Srila Prabhupada has remembered that Gopi Bhav, the transcendental feature or nature of Gopi, emotion of Gopi. Their emotion is they have interest only to please Krishna, satisfy Krishna. Okay, so I think I should stop here. Any question or any comment? Koi puchna nahi hai. Okay.
Srinavan didn't want to kill him to Krishna. He wanted to take him to Mathura. Srinavan, he wanted to take Krishna to Mathura in front of Kamsa, as you told in the class.
Srinavan, the Prabhupada, repeat please.
Srinavan didn't want to kill Krishna. He wanted to take Krishna to Mathura in front of Kamsa, as you informed in the class.
He has intention that he want to please Kamsa. For that reason, so he wanted lifted Krishna. He wanted to carry and put in front of Kamsa, and Kamsa should kill. Then Kamsa will become very much satisfied, happy. So he was servant of Kamsa. So he was. He was. His feeling was. His emotion was that in this way I will be please Krishna, Kamsa more than personally killing. Krishna did.
वहाँ
क्या अरे ब्रजवासियों को छोड़कर वहाँ जाने की क्या जरूरत है, वहाँ रहना था ना, वहाँ जाने में एक बार गए थे तो इतने लोग दुखी हो गए. फिर आई रमाकांत जी एनीथिंग ओके सही है विश्वेश्वर ग्रंथ श्रीमद्भागवतम की श्रील प्रभुपाद की.